Senator Manny Diaz says the plan would also reduce the wait list for the existing Florida Tax Credit Scholarship Program, which gives businesses tax incentives in exchange for donations. Diaz says under his proposal, more families could qualify for private tuition assistance.
Available to low-income families, 260% and below at the poverty level, with prior public school attendance or entering kindergarten. That's a family of four at a poverty level of between $25,000 and $62,260.
The federal poverty level for a family of four is $31,000 per year. The scholarship would be funded using the Florida Education Finance Program, the main funding mechanism for public schools. If the legislation passes, the scholarship would be capped at 15,000 recipients, with the opportunity to grow that number in the future. Diaz was asked how the Senate's plan differs from Governor Ron DeSantis' proposal to eliminate wait lists from several state-offered scholarships. The senator didn't get into specifics.
Our theme is very similar. We are going after the waiting list and addressing it and making sure that we can provide the opportunity for every student and every parent that's in that situation to be able to have the best educational setting for their child. And that's so I think in looking at his proposal that was rolled out, there are a lot of similarities to it.
The Senate's education legislation package also looks to create the Community Schools Grant Program. It would be intended to foster more of what the legislators characterize as neighborhood public schools with unique community needs. The schools would provide wraparound services, including health care and counseling. Senators have not yet said what the total cost of the education package will be. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.